Oh yeah, that's Blutopia for you. Almost right on the unwrinkling dot of the hour. Had Matador Gladiola in here fixing the archiving. Beautiful. And you know what else we got this week? We got a turntable, and that's good, because for some reason I anticipated it, and I brought a bunch of records. So now we can really feel the full Blutopia function. Sun Ra, Anthony Braxton, Duke Ellington. Highly recommend Graham Locke's book, Blutopia. The Blues, Memory, plus Utopia. Going to start off tonight with Sun Ra's The Shadow World from the Magic City record, recorded 1965 in Olatunji's loft in New York. And you know how last week we listened to Composition 211 by Anthony Braxton? It was pretty long. It's about 56 minutes long. You could say there was a Braxton focus for last week. It might be fair to say this week that we'll have a little rawing focus. However, something's acting funny. It's telling me a whole different time than the one that's what? I must have done mixed up my stuff or something, because I must have a different CD in here. All right, we're going to start off instead with Duke Ellington from, and his mother called him Bill, tribute to Billy Strayhorn after he passed away. Going to start off with The Intimacy of the Blues.
Thank you.
So I just figured out what was so tricky and tricking me before I started playing the Sun Ra song. I put the thing in, queued up track number 2. It's supposed to be about 10 minutes long, 11 minutes long. And it showed up and it was like 17 something minutes. You know what? It's because I had it. Had it on total time.
Thank you.
What a great title on that one, Girdle Hurdle. We've all tried to jump through that over outside. Thank you very much, Dr. Ellington. Before that, from Sun Ra's 1978 records, recorded 78 and 79 at Blue Rock Studios. Wow, I thought it was live. It's got all these great live photographs, clearly a stage with a lot of hexagrams. Is that a six-sided object? Hexagram? We heard Space Fling. Great stuff. Before that, some Anthony Braxton and Stuart Gilmore, that duo. It just gets me every time. I heard the Kansas City Man Blues. Great 1996 recordings. Old tunes. Making me feel real good. I'm going to play one of my favorite Braxton things right now. This is Section 6 from Composition 113, For One Soloist, A Large Photograph, and a Prepared Stage. It was recorded December 6, 1983. It's on Sound Aspects. Let me see if it's got any info in here. Yeah, this is the character of belief. There are six principal character tendencies of Composition 113. And the performance layout, there's a lot of spotlights, black curtains, portrait. Oh my lord, I haven't looked through here in a while. I've certainly listened to it a lot. Oh, the piece must be performed with one large photograph of a dark train station at midnight, positioned to the left of the instrumentalist and raised to around 8 feet from the stage. And the photograph must be of a rainy and somewhat gloomy image that gives one the impression of secrecy and desperation. The exact dimensions and specifications are in the score. To the right of the instrumentalist, a long pole-like stand should be positioned that contains a lighted railroad lantern. A given performance of Composition 113 should include the use of 4 to 6 microphones that give the instrumentalist sound direction and focus possibilities. To achieve this effect on the recording, I requested the use of 4 directional-like microphones. This is Composition 113, Section 6, The Character of Belief.
Ha ha ha!
One of my favorite Braxtonisms is that doo 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 doo. You know what I'm talking about. This is lights from a satellite. Satellite.